back and fix it. He said, you're going to raise up the foundation. You're going to go back in there and put things in proper order such that the repaired breach and the restored streets will be there as an avenue for my people. And that's why today I'm going to tell you, if we is in a leadership capacity, if we're not here to give greater capability to Yisrael, Elohim don't need us. This isn't about gaining a monetary framework. Now, I tell you right now, please don't take me wrong. If I was out there next month and I was laboring in the venue and somebody dropped $1 million on me, and I'm not talking about no mob money or nothing like that, money that is from a legitimate source, I would have to understand intent and inquire of the Elohim of heaven and earth. But I'm almost sure the Elohim would say, well, don't take that money. But see, the thing about it, he don't expect me, if I accept any type of advancement, to then slough off my work. And you don't see me do another lesson. You don't see me do any more service. And I just disappear. That's why the scripture say, if riches increase, he said, set not your heart upon them. And nothing wrong with increasing riches, but it can't take all your time away from doing the things that allow Elohim to work through you to break out every yoke. And sometimes the riches will bring a yoke. So, be careful what you're asking for. The scripture says, having food and raiment, I have learned therewith to be content. So it's a lot of things that we want in our flesh really at times can contradict plan that Elohim has on us, especially if it causes our executional contributions to go in a way that's negative to what he's calling for. All right, let's keep going. I love this scripture. Now that repair comes from the H1443 Gadar, to wall in or around, to close up, to fence up, to hedge and close and make up a wall to repair. And I hate to say this, me and the brothers were talking today, and I was explaining to them how much information that I had gained in my latter years that I never was exposed to, or never presented to me in my youth and young adult and early adult life. And what happens, he lets on, and I can't get the scripture, it's in Daniel, but he says, in that day, knowledge shall increase. What was happening? A lot of information is being made available to us, folks. And that's coming to be disruptive to the status quo. The system that is in place is in terror of people understanding the true requirement that the Elohim of heaven and earth is looking for them to produce in their lives. They lied so long about things, and it all comes down to it's a control mechanism. And the creator of heaven and earth wants you to be controlled by his spirit, not by the flawed designs of man's strategies and business plans that man is trying to come up with. But he ultimately wants you to be a worker out there repairing what man have disrupted and tried to destroy. Oh yeah, a lot of effort been to try to destroy the goodness of Elohim by men who do not acknowledge him. Restore. Oh my, I could take all night and talk on this. Restore comes from the H7725 Shub. It means to turn back or return back to the starting point. So that's what happened. We are so alienated from Elohim, we got to go back to the starting point. Now, what we're finding out, the starting point is so hard to be assimilated back into because man have a hidden knowledge. Men have destroyed knowledge, and men have tried to take control. He said he shut up the keys of knowledge. I think somebody says, is that right? Or taking away the key of
Take
knowledge.
away, yeah, the kingdom.
Yeah. See, man's a bad fella. He is getting in the way of Elohim deliberately to try to optimize his own vantage point. Home again. I don't know. In my days of travel, I was always glad when I was coming up 31 and turning off on the Boulevard and then turning up into Sugar Mill Farms, turning right on Meadow Run Drive, using my garage opener, and home again. Many times, I didn't unpack my bags. I went in, maybe took a shower, and then I got to bed and went to sleep. Because I was home again. Carry again. Fetch home again. Get oneself back again. Get once. See, we really lost ourselves in this jungle of false intents, illogical followership. To recover, to refresh, to restore, to make, to return. Turn again, back again. See, the scenario is we've been there before as a people.
Yes.
And Elohim wants us to come back.
Thank you, Yahuwah.
To this
Thank
same
you.
Venue. Then it's not new. He said if it wasn't true, and if it's true, it sure can't be new. So we got to get our minds off of all this irrelevant doctrinal spin that man is putting on stuff and get back to the Creator.
Thank
I would
you.
Tell anybody that is our mission critical for us to get back to the Creator.
Get back. Restore.
Now, so let me just wind this up here. Yeah. Let me wind this up. How do we fast during the Natah? Now, the scenario, we know the different avenues of fasting. But, you know, as many of us of our bodies have gotten older and we got the certain limitations that, you know, on us now. And your body will change over. You are fortunate of Elohim to get up your 70s and 80s and capacity changes. So I tell people you got to realistically fast. You got to realistically take things out of your venue that will help you destroy the yokes. And you see what happened? What happened? You got to see what's taking and assimilating a lot of your time. But that's the one entity that Elohim gives all to all of us is time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't create more time and you can't, you know, there ain't nothing you can do. So what you got to do, you got to be wise in the usage of your time. But mm-hmm. I tell people, you know, the food and water thing, yeah, we know how to do that. And abstain from that, but you know, the thing you do to intensify your prayers, increase your prayers, meditate and reading the word, of abstaining from pleasures, carnal pleasures. It's a fasting, it's a time to be careful with our words, refrain from unrighteous speech, which we ought not be doing anyhow. Shows concern for others and help meet a need for someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I go back. We are our brother's keeper. And the thing about it is if we all work together, we can all progress together.
Yeah.
And there's just some things, there's a way of living that Elohim expects from Yisrael. What got them in trouble, they had neglected their obligation to the widows and the fatherless. And they just done some thing that they just became self-focused. Mm-hmm. They became what I want to call anytime you become self-motivated from the aspect, you're only motivated by What brings in a gain for yourself? Now, I think the Creator expect us to live like that. I really don't, y'all. I think he wants us to be renowned as contributors to the wellness of humanity. And the thing about it, before you can do that, you got to be well yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't expect the infirm to go out there and try to turn around the lives of the others that are infirm. You know, you got to get each of them lepers that was sitting out there in Ahab's time. You know, they was in a pretty bad situation, but when they found out the enemy had left that all that food and stuff in them camps, they went and told the people. They helped somebody, the other brethren, they helped them. And I think the Creator really wants you to be positioned in a place to help somebody instead of always needing to be helped. I really mean that. He wants you to be productive. And that's part of breaking the stronghold, because the reason that you are unproductive is because the strongholds that you have allowed to grow up in your life.
Right, right.
All right, all right. So I'm gonna stop on that tonight, on this eighth day of Ashar. Does anyone have any questions at this point they'd like to raise?
Pete Elder?
Sister Anderson's.
If I could just add to what you said over in Daniel, these two scriptures, they go very well together. And when you talked about, and one we can do is the intensity of prayer, because that's what Daniel was doing, you know, prior to the messenger coming speedily to answer him. And you just said how your help was spring forth speedily, but it's through that intense prayer that brought that about. And he said at the beginning of your supplication, a word went out. So when we're supplicating and praying intensely and seeking Yah to bring up these strongholds, it won't take forever for him to hear our prayer, because he said it would spring forth speedily. Our spiritual healing, our physical healing, that Yah will hear us when we pray.
I totally agree, Sister Anderson, and in my own healing that I've experienced, this has happened incrementally. It's happened faster than I respect. But like I said, right now I didn't want to be experimented on by the doctor, but I'm starting to feel my regaining of health. So we want it to happen speedily. I do. Nobody wants to be sick, y'all. Nobody wants to be infirm. Nobody wants to be in pain. And we should, through the cultivating of prayer and dedication, expect it to happen speedily. I agree.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Sister Anderson, anybody else have a commentary or question they'd like to put up here before I lead us in a dismissal prayer?
Yah is letting us know anytime we step out of the rim of things of his structure foundation that he has given us, that there's consequences that we have to pay. And we don't always look at it in that way. But he's trying to teach us and lead us in the direction he wants to go. And it's almost like we have a mule or something pulling us out of line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Elder Penn, the scriptures say there is a way that seemeth right, but the end thereof are the ways of death. What Elohim wants to do is to pull all of us in the alignment to his word. He wants us to be, most of all, productive. He wants us to be able to, he said, if one can chase 1,000, two ought to be able to chase 10,000. He's looking for some productivity in the kingdom, but I'm gonna be very honest with everyone. We know the headwinds exist. Well, I'm just being honest with you. We know they exist. So I had to end my life really learn and then train myself to realize it is impossible, but offenses must come. You know, just think, just is not going, and it ain't because you done something. When Don Yao got thrown in the lion's den, It wasn't because he had done something wrong, but at the end of the day, whose side are you on? We're on the side of the Elohim, heaven and earth. So what ends up happening, we're going to experience some things just because of who we are and whose side we're operating on. So I try to tell people, be encouraged, be encouraged. Good commentary, Elder Pins.
Lead Elder?
Yeah, my brother.
My wife has a testimony. She stepped to the side. I just want to thank RFTN for all their prayers. Yahoo is helping me. And I'm just going to go little by little.
All right.
So
you ain't been sick or nothing, had you?
Well, I got this at the stomach issue.
Oh yeah, you told me about that.
So,
yeah. Well, we're praying for you on that. We're praying for some deliverance on that.
Yeah. Debbie, your phone's right here. Here she comes. This is a well, Debbie, go ahead and talk, honey. Here she is, lead elder.
So you're talking about on tonight how he will deliver you speedily. Well, on the 16th, I was praying in my prayer closet, and I got to a place where I really, you know, we were ready to move, and I didn't need to have anything over our heads, and I still had student loan. I prayed on the 16th, and I asked him to send 100 angels or so to go down there and get into the machines and do what you have to do, but to wipe it away. On the next day, I received this letter that said January the 17th. Remember, it was the 16th, and now it's January the 17th, 2025. Dear Deborah Anderson, subject, student loan discharge based on borrower's defense evidence. And then it goes on and says, you do not have to make any more payments on this loan. Then it goes and says, if you... you also may receive a refund for prior payments made to ED on the loans that have been discharged. And it's all because that university that I attended, that they had like foul play. Is that the action files ED findings that Ashford made pervasive and widespread substantial misrepresentations that borrowers relies onto their determined and are violated state consumer protection laws. And I was just so excited because, you know, now the loan that I had, I no longer have to pay it. And that's, to me, that was a big test.
All right.
It was more than 20,000. It was more than 30, you know, so it was a nice chunk.
Wow.
So I just wanted to say, talking about him, blessing you speedily and
thank
hearing
you, prayer.
That was a speed prayer.
Speedily. Thank you, Father.
All right. Thank you for that shout out. For
thank you, Father.
Moving quickly, and that's what Elohim wants. And you know, I thank the Father that he said he knows how to deliver. So we're
thank
so
you,
thankful
thank you.
For that. Testimony. All right. Anybody else for dismiss this tonight? All right. Let every heart be drawn in. Father, we thank you tonight.
Hallelujah.
Thank you at this time for the understanding of your word.
Thank you.
And how that in all our ways we should acknowledge you and you be able to give us direction. And you most of all want us to be delivered from the avenue of disbelief, untowardness toward your word, and that we would return to be the repairers of the breach and the restorers of streets to walk in.
Yes.
We want, Father, to be capable in your work. We want to be capable in the role that we have, and we want to be perfected under your direction and under your power. Father, we ask that all those that are on this call, any that are infirm, any that have afflictions, any that require alignment with your word, we ask the Father for you to move right now and benefit them through their direct alignment and embracing of you and your set apart.
Right now, Father.
To go, help us be encouraged. Name of Yahuwah Elohim, we pray. Thank you, Father. All right.
Hallelujah.
Be prosperous.
Be prosperous.
Shalom.
Good seeing everybody. Good seeing everybody.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Trying to see everybody. It's
everybody.
Yes, y'all bless.